This is a sonnet entitled Prospects, and it takes the idea of walking over a field of deep snow, and then it becomes pretty metaphysical. That wee walk across that field suddenly takes us away out ayont the stars into the universe. And it mentions in it Oatsy, the ice man that was dug out of the Swiss Alps. Prospects. I love a field of lown white virgin snow, where man or beast has never set in foot. It seems to me a world unwalkent yet, a land that mammoths trod afore the thaw. And I could be some hunter-gatherer, clad snug in bearskin, happed again the cold, tattooed with moons and stars lang ages old, Oatsy striding o'er the Schnallstall glacier. It seems to me we hae this unkent urge to tread where others havena been, to see what other humans havena seen. Ye day we'll leave this world and out we'll surge, and fin new fields in some far distant age, stapped fu' o' prospects like an empty page. The next poem we'll read again is a poem in Scots. I write a lot of stuff in Scots language. I write a lot of stuff in English as well, but these are a couple of Scots language poems. This is Small Folk. This was written for Leslie Duncan, the poetry editor at the Herald, dedicated to Leslie. And it was on a guided tour she gave me and my wife Margaret of Stirling, and we climbed the Wallace Monument there. And it was looking out on that, as the poem says, that vital grun where Scotland's history was defined. Small Folk. Marking our way up the brae o' the Abbey Craig, sheltered neath braid-leafed auld ache and pine, cloods rolling drumly o'er the Stirling plain, shot through now with weird crepuscular licht, where shafts come stabbing through like blades o' swords, we coury briefly frae the blodden shores. The monument to Wallace tours abin, where frae its breathless hicht the vital grun is seen, the anvil that we all were stamped out on. Beat Stirling Brig, else famous Bannockburn, the lairds and nobles never won Scotland, but them unsung for leet it in the past. Ye maist can see them, hauberked, helmed, and greaved, horns rock-raxing furth on relict o' mony musk. Whiles in a hint on Gillies Hill, Small Folk, ragabash wagoners, women and boys, was Heedlang Charge, Ablin's, ta'en the day. Thone's the image I an own that bides, gif freedom fail, but on that day it didna. Later by the old mill laid wi' Donner, Charters Hall its plaque lang worn wi' eild, up past the Bullen Green, the battlefield, we pass and meet and mingle wi' them yet. Small Folk, just biding on that unkent day, when pushed our sair, they'll gird their claes yince mair, to rise again and ettle to the fray.